Hello, welcome to the 5280 podcast. Strap on and have a good time.
From the 5280 Studios, Weekend Geek Update, Spotlight Edition, with someone that you're going to want to check out. And yes, do not correct your dial, because hail Satan. I am sitting here with Jake, Spencer, and Bruce, who are hailing Satan.
We are Satan. Satan hailers. Hailing from the great land of Satan.
So, and you guys are a gospel group, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, You just try to keep it soulful. Very, very soulful. There's no question about it.
Later at Eugene Southern Baptist Church over on Holly. No, I'm just kidding. Hail Satan, of course, is a local metal band.
Yes.
Now, how long have you guys been picking at it?
It's 2017.
Okay.
About a year right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what, I mean, I'm sure the first question that everybody asks you, and I'm going to follow suit with, is why Hail Satan? I mean, heavy metal gets a bad enough rap as it is, but I will just throw this out there.
I think it describes what we are very accurately, right? Because it doesn't leave a lot of questions. But also Hail Satan is like, you know, it sounds like the name of a metal band, but also the kind of thing that drunk people yell in a bar before they drink whiskey with each other.
I don't think in all of my whiskey years have I ever said Hail Satan.
Not yet. Right,
this
there
is probably true. I've probably had a couple motherfuckers come out of me, or goddamn, but I don't think Hail Satan has come across yet.
Next time
I'm in the Brown Palace sitting a little Eagle Rare, I'll just say Hail Satan and just see what happens with everyone just kind of like, what?
Definitely not charging that guy right now. Give him a free drink and $20, boys.
Gosh. So, what's the music background? I mean, how long have you guys been playing, separately, not as a group?
Spencer here and I have been playing music together since we were, 13.
Spencer's, are you the drummer, Spencer?
Yeah.
Okay.
we've been playing music since we were young, 2003. Mm-hmm. Throughout the years, we've had a couple different bands, been playing in the city of Denver for long enough that, I don't know. I remember before there were proper metal bands in the city, and we just played with screamo bands all the time.
Yeah. It was tight. It's really hard to find a metal band in Colorado. I'm not going to lie to you, because when I was even a DJ on KBPI, we used to get shit, because we were supposed to be the metal station. Metallica is not metal. I mean, come on, let's be serious.
First four records, though, let's be real,
Yeah, but we never played that shit. Yeah. I mean, as much as I would love to.
Black album.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe. Okay. One or two off of the Black album. Anything before Black? No, not a chance. Master of Puppets, if we were lucky, and it's late at night. Yeah. So what did you guys grow up listening to?
Metallica.
Yeah,
thrash metal, Exodus, Anthrax. I don't know, all kinds of, Heathen. You get
Sabbath.
Yeah.
Sabbath, that's respectable, because I totally would get in on Sabbath.
Totally.
Early Ozzy, when he wasn't, he was probably still drugged out of his mind, but
sure.
At least a little
he
bit more behind the wheel.
His mind.
Yeah.
Although, you hear some of those live recordings from this, late 70s, where this guy is just he's taking so much goddamn acid, damn. That guy is doing a good job for having no idea where he is right now.
I always wanted to have Ozzy and Alice Cooper in a cage match just to see who would win, the tactician or the crazy. I mean, that would just be fun to watch.
They'd probably just be friends.
Yeah, they both are just asleep in the corner of the ring.
come here, let me hold you.
I don't know, all kind of we grew up on traditional metal for the most part. I don't know. I didn't start listening to newer metal until newer metal started sounding like older metal again in a lot of ways.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, when you say that, what are you referencing? Because, it's... I know when the line is, but when do you think the line is that it crosses back over to respectable like 80s, late 70s.
I mean, I started listening to a lot of that stuff in like 2006 or so, like Merciless Death, obviously like The Waste or like Enforcer, like a lot of those bands. But even now there's like a second wave of that. Like, I mean, it's all over the United States, clearly Europe. The thing is, like, Europe just never really stopped doing
Europe
that,
never
you know?
Stopped.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, that those are their clubs. Yeah. I mean, that's their scene right now.
But that's kind of, you know, it like the heavy metal band that Spencer and I had when we were kids was more traditionally oriented. You know, it's like speed, thrash kind of stuff. I guess more thrash metal. But that was 2003 or 2004 when that started. And, you know, we were aware that we were one of the bands out there that was making this kind of music, as where, you know, the majority of things were fucking Slipknot or Mushroomhead or something like that during that time period.
Right.
Or a lot of screamo bands, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, who do you guys like to go see? Or who would be the ideal band for you to open up for these days?
What do you guys think?
Well, we've always... dreamt of opening for Creator.
That's Creator.
Creators. I just want to open for Creator.
They're just idols of ours.
Okay. Nothing in the top 10, I'm sure, right now, right?
I think it'd be great to open for, like, Municipal Waste, too. They're kind of in the same, like, feel as our music. Like,
yeah, I think we'd have fun for that show. Definitely.
Mm. Yeah, you're so chatty. I mean, goddamn, just shut up for a minute. Now, you're the bassist?
I play guitar.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I met up with Jake. We actually used to work together at a restaurant. And then we talked about playing music for a while and just never did. And then one day, about a year of that, like, kind of up in the air, we did it. And we realized that we were kind of awesome together. They introduced me to Spencer, and then it was just like...
This epiphany, you're like, oh!
Yeah.
The devil showed up and gave us the
big old thumbs up.
Yeah, gave us a hearty back massage.
We spooned.
Yeah.
It was great.
We started, you know, just writing songs in the basement and then getting more complex with writing and, you know, terrorizing my roommates at the time and the whole neighborhood.
We did used to live with a bunch of hippies.
Yeah, we got kicked out of the hippie house pretty quick.
It didn't take that long for them to not want us to be around them anymore.
Oh my god, so like traditional hippies.
No, like contemporary hippies.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah. Like, you know, wooks and wooks and the like.
Like a lot of hula hoops for no reason.
So many hula hoops.
So like,
we were even hula hooping.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Dude.
Like it was
it
all
was
the way there.
Off on us at some point. So we were like, let's crawl back into the basement, drink more whiskey, and just pray.
We're gonna lose our street cred if somebody walked by and sees us hula hooping.
We'd bring out the Ouija board and just say,
we would
Satan
scare the shit out of those people. Yeah. Uh huh. We also destroyed that house. So
a little bit.
Well, I think that kind of goes hand in hand with metal, and
we were babies in this band.
Goes hand in hand with metal, but not so hand in hand with being a renter. You know,
it's true. There's a reason why it's garage bands usually.
Yeah. We're currently located in a garage.
See, it works.
Yeah, yeah.
We've absolutely.
Been relegated to the garage.
We drifted out pretty swiftly, I think. No problem.
Swift drift.
How long were you living with the hippies?
Jeez, I don't even know, man.
Because I can just—I mean, this is
maybe a month or two before I met Jake, where we started playing music together, and then a good 6 months into the band, 5 or 6 months,
it
all quits.
It sounds like such a sitcom. It really does.
It should be
the metal band in the basement.
Exactly.
Let's make it happen.
The details of that sitcom, though, it's like it would be an HBO show, you know? This is not a primetime subject.
No, there'd be more F-bombs in Sopranos, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Something like that.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So now, are you guys doing a lot of covers, or, I mean, what are you writing your own music, or what's the story?
We've done a couple covers in the past live, but I don't know. I feel like ever since we started with this lineup, like... feel like writing is one of her strongest points.
We just have an enormous amount of material. We've covered a couple songs. We had a really nice cherry bomb cover that we did at one point.
Just so fucking cool.
Yeah, it's also just been crazy. Like there are more songs coming out of this band than any other band that I've ever been a part of by a long shot, and you know, they're also like generally speaking longer bigger, somewhat more complex songs. Like I've been in some folk bands and stuff like that, and those bands will write a lot of songs, but this shit is, you know, there's just so much material that at this point it's like, I don't know. You know, we'll probably do some more covers down the road, but like we already have too much material as is. It's like a problem.
Wow. So what does your set list look like? How many songs are you doing at a gig?
Well, you know, like playing around the city. Generally speaking, you have a set list that's like, or you have like an hour to fill. We could probably play for like 2.5 hours though. If we
Jesus
wanted to.
Christ!
Yeah. Like, yeah. Considering the physical aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could. We could ruin our bodies. So yeah.
Oh, easily.
I can play it for an hour before.
I was going to say, I feel sorry for this poor man who's just back there for 2 hours.
And he's just, yeah. It looks like someone splashed him with a bucket of water.
Yeah. There's an immediate
drenched with sweat,
seconds.
Noodle arms.
Then
just
that inspires me. I'm like, God damn, I got to break a sweat. I got to do something. I got to catch up.
Like you were just like, man, I'm just feeling so good. And turn around like, I got to do this.
I know. I'm just standing.
I got to expel some energy here.
I'm a sexy bitch. God damn it.
But yeah, I mean, we do have we have enough material to probably, I don't know, we have enough material to headline Walk in Open Air for sure.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're good.
Yeah. Basically, by the time we had recorded our EP, we had enough material for the full length.
Wow! So you've already laid down tracks for an album?
Well, we just released an EP.
Okay.
That was Thursday that we had the show.
Thursday night was the official at Three Kings. It was great.
Yeah. Pit, broken bottles.
It was nice.
Well, you're not accomplishing anything unless you break a couple bottles in that joint.
It was a real fun show.
Yeah.
And yeah, people bought our shit, which was pretty cool too.
Plus, we made some sales.
You know what?
In Radio Land, we've sold some things.
That's important. At the end of a show, if you sell some stuff,
those two words on a T-shirt draw some attention.
You're like, fuck yeah, we're approved. No, I mean, that's always like the rite of passage. If people leave and you have like more gear than, you know, you came in with, then you're like, oh yeah, tonight, not a good idea.
Yeah. Well, that's a classic, actually. It's like everybody, if you've ever done anything in whatever kind of DIY scene, like having that box of all the things that you've made, be it whatever, comic books or CDs or yada, 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 like having that thing like underneath your bed somewhere, that's how you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the scene. Like, look at all this shit that I have that I haven't sold. Nice.
All that money just wasted.
Yep.
So as a metal band, what do you think your guys' biggest adversaries are? I mean, what are your big, you know, problems that you see? I mean, is it venues? Is it reaching people? I mean, what kind of issues are you facing? Challenges.
Well, you know,
besides him dying at the end of every show.
I'm also dying, it should be noted.
That is true.
You know, it's just a long road, as they say. You know, it's a long way to the top if rocking and rolling is an intention of your own.
Patience is a big one, dude.
I don't think that's exactly how AC/DC sang that song, but
no,
I'll
that
go
was
with that.
Sorry, that was an AC/DC cover band. They did their own version of it. Yeah, I mean, like, it's interesting the way that the music industry has been changed by what is going on with the internet. You know, like, just finding the money to get all of the things that you want to done. That's really the biggest one. Is like, if somebody just came up to us and said, hey, do you guys need $25,000? That would change my life. That would change our lives so much. You know?
Oh, right. Yeah, of course.
Of course. I mean, that's a new car, but what exactly would you do with $25,000?
We'd be cutting records. We would be going on tours. It's like, you know, I mean,
I think you'd be able to probably listen to everything that we've written so far.
Yeah,
one way or another.
Uh-huh. You'd be able to see it, too, because we'd be in your city. Like,
yeah.
And obviously,
We'd put a lot of money just in a I'd fund a tour, you know, at least until we could, or until something came up to, you know, take that off our hands.
Right.
Yeah.
But whatever we have to do. To
just
get
like,
there.
Yeah, just like doing anything in a DIY scene is it's a challenge. I mean, you do it because you love it, obviously. But,
obviously. Well, it's a labor of love, of course.
Yeah. If you don't really like doing this in the first place, you should never even think about
to,
actually
like,
trying to
get
accomplish
doing
it.
This. Like, if you don't do this
every
for the rest
week.
Of your life, you're probably wasting your time.
Now, how taxed is your throat at the end? Because, I mean, like, do you do full, like, into it, or...
Yeah, it's like thrash
metal singing, I'd say
you
have to do it,
like,
but I don't want to. I like my mic. I really do.
Yeah, it's a lot of shouting. It's a thing you get better at doing over time, though. Like, you know, you hear about singers all the time, actually, of the course of heavy metal, people tearing the their vocal cords and all this. And I intend to be one of those people someday. All right.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Pretty torn up is the answer to that question.
I've been practicing a lot over the past year. And, like, I don't know. I've seen the band around me just, like, become better. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've become better at guitar.
Have you seen a few bands already come and go to the wayside since you guys have formed up?
No, I don't think we've been together long enough yet. We're actually just now starting to meet bands that are more, like, in our...
In your
vein,
realm.
You know, would, mm-hmm. Kind of pair up with better for live shows. So. I mean, throughout playing live music in the city, definitely seen a lot of metal bands come and go.
Right.
And it's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
It's the way she goes.
It's hard to keep the band together sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Well, it is hard to keep the band together. Life gets in the way of that, usually.
Everything is a pain in the ass. This is true. One of the ultimate truths.
Now, big geek background, you recognized my ringer right off of the bat, and I would not have pictured you as a Doctor Who fan, all right? I don't see that one.
The Doctor's in, man. He's got those two hearts.
He does.
Yeah, dude. Jake's a huge geek, for sure.
I mean, you're going to say that.
Wow.
I think it's pretty awesome.
He's going to throw me in a locker after this is over.
Huge geek. Well, I mean, you're sporting an Evil Dead t-shirt, which, let's be fair, true geek cred right there.
Yeah.
But you could have just picked it up because it was on sale at Hot Topic. I don't know.
They don't even have a Hot Topic at the Cherry Creek Mall anymore. I mean, where do you go to Hot Topic? Shit, it's fucked up, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I make comic books is the other thing that I do with myself and my life.
Okay.
Yeah, I make a comic book that's called This Is Heavy Metal. It's about heavy metal, the things that are sort of analogous to that aesthetic. Wizards, and the New World Order, and people's dicks getting blown up. Yeah, demons, a real rock and roll attitude.
Wow. Yeah. Now, to quote South Park, it's not cool to shoot someone in the dick. I'm just saying. Just putting that out there.
Well, it's more, you know, blowing people's dicks up with your mind.
Oh,
although I'm sure somebody gets shot in them. At least with lightning bolts or something like that.
I don't really... That sounds painful.
I'm not hoping that it happens to you.
It does. I guess that would be a really interesting way to go.
Most of the days of my life, I don't have lightning bolts shot right at my genital region. Something to remember.
Now, are you writing and drawing, or
yeah,
is...
it's like the entirety of it.
Oh, so wow.
I wrote it, I drew it, I lettered it, I inked it, I printed it. Well, kind of. Like 100% of the thing that exists is the thing that I do. Although, we do... So we do comics readings in the city. Have you been to any of these comics readings?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's like, you know, you get a projector, you project the individual panels of the comic, and then like the artist reads through it. Like it's a poetry reading sort of, except mm-hmm. for comics. But
Barnes and Noble has actually hosted a couple of
those.
Yeah,
I've been to some of those. Uh-huh. Yeah. But then we play basically metal riffs and music.
Yeah, I just improvise my voice.
Yeah, right.
It's pretty
and then,
cool. It's fun.
And then I, like, sing-song shout the book while it is projected, you know, in sequence. And so that's pretty cool. We're going to cut
that's
a record.
That's amazing, actually. That's
that.
A really good idea.
Yeah.
It's a nice little, like, touch. I mean, yeah, the last couple of times that we've done that, they always put us last because it's definitely the loudest the loudest piece of the game, for sure. People like it.
It's an act to follow
for sure.
Or to not follow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wait, that's a tough act to follow, actually, because how do you, like, they brought visual aids. Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah. So at some point, we're going to cut this record where essentially, like, Hail Satan is going to cut a soundtrack to This Is Heavy Metal, where you would, like, read the book while you listen, like, simultaneously listening to the record.
Like, turn the page type old school record books.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's a comic book about This Is
Holy
Heavy Metal.
Holy fuck. Does that realization just hit you right now?
But yeah. Just being a dork, living in the dork. I mean, this is like heavy metal is for, generally speaking, for dorks, particularly the kind of heavy metal that we like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
We have a song
Dio.
Called Dead by Dawn.
Yeah. We have a song about the Evil Dead, actually.
Yeah. I was going to say Dead by Dawn, or Dead by Daylight is a great video game. I mean, that's badass, but you have a song about the Evil Dead.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
about all.
It's a fast one.
All
it's,
three of them.
It's a fast song.
It's fucking awesome.
It's a heavy metal song.
It's
all
about a goodie, yeah.
It's a power ballad.
Before I was even in the band.
Yeah, it's an old song, actually, from Spencer and I's fan when we were in high school. Floating that shit along. But yeah, I don't know, you know, fucking dragons and crimson-laden sunsets. Also, you know, still people getting their heads cut off and shit like
of
that.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, that's a must.
Always the decapitation.
Oh. Well, it's not a horror unless someone's losing her nugget. I mean, that's all it's to it.
Nugget.
I lost my nugget.
God damn it.
Bummer.
So you guys, are you primarily self-taught? Because, I mean, I don't remember, you know, coming along the line and saying, you know, heavy metal 101. There's always jazz club, which sucks.
Yeah,
you know,
my dad was a bass player. He raised me on like classic rock and different other brands of heavy metal. And so I started when I was super young. I was like 4, and I had the privilege. I went to this cool art school in Baltimore, and I studied classical and jazz there. That was super cool. I try and incorporate that kind of shit into what we do now, somewhat, you know. Jazz chords and heavy metal are pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be kind of interesting.
Yeah, it kind of sets us apart from, I don't know, a lot of other thrash sounds in, like, a slight way. But, yeah, as far as heavy metal goes, I think sitting in my bedroom with a boombox, you know, that's how you get your style. That's how you figure it out when no one's watching.
When no one's watching?
Yeah.
Stop looking at me!
I started playing drums when I was, like, 14, 15. My dad was a drummer.
The rage age.
Yep.
Got it.
So I just saw my dad's kit in my grandma's house. I was like, hey, can I have this? And
grandma was just happy to get it out.
Yes,
she's like, just
God,
take
please.
That fucker home. Grandma was pissed.
Grandma was a fucking
she's
badass.
A raging drum solos.
Yeah. Heard Alex Van Halen back in the day just pound it out.
I took drum lessons, but I just listened to enough metal that's what
that is kind
I
of
wanted
what,
to play.
Yeah, right? Like,
yeah. That just took
the
us out
prowess that we have as far as our like songwriting goes is generally rooted in just like having listened to and interacted with an enormous amount of heavy metal over the years. It's like kind of how I think about it anyways, you know?
Yeah, we kind of just flooded ourselves with it to where we don't really have a choice now.
It's like, I just got to make this.
Yeah, like this is what we're going to do for
the inspiration hits you. So what does like practice look like for you guys?
Oh, man.
We're usually very hungover.
Yeah. Guitar night's always the night before.
Alcohol
okay.
is a part of this band.
It really is.
The fifth member of the band is Kentucky Deluxe.
Kentucky Deluxe has helped us write.
We're looking for a
sponsor songs.
From KD.
Yeah, that's right. KD is going to stamp this one with its seal.
The cover of our EP that we released this past Thursday is literally just a studded bottle of whiskey with a blood splatter behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bottle's empty on the back. So that's what Hail Satan is.
Very nice.
We do that. And then, practices, like Spencer said.
Yeah.
Sweaty. It's hot in that fucking garage for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's essentially like we'll work on stuff, but when we play a set in the garage, it's like playing a show.
Yeah.
Energy's always there.
The same.
If we have a show coming up, we'll rehearse the set.
Yeah.
You actually will rehearse your set before the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, usually.
Wow. All right.
Times.
Yeah. We're
That's
trying to incorporate
pros.
Some like
That is.
Some like more stage antic-y type of thing. So you
dynamics.
Do just have to rehearse that if you don't want to.
Yeah,
it is. It is kind of wing that stuff,
you
not appropriate.
The People's Court theme. That's when Jake introduces everybody in the band.
Takes
a
Welcome
rehearsal.
To Hail Satan's courtroom. The first defense
obviously
is Bruce Wayne, the Hurricane Gazarewski. He's accused of having a potty mouth.
That's classic. So what went into releasing your first LP? I mean, did you guys just work this all out? Did someone take you by the hand? Or I mean, because that's like no easy undertaking.
No, it wasn't, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We fucking worked our asses off on that. That is for sure.
So, you know, we had a handful of songs that were, you know, ready to be recorded. And just like, you know, this is what we are trying to be, the kind of band that you can ingest. We're trying to create a product, clearly. Greg Zimba from Rebato produced, he's the drummer of Rebato, is a friend of ours. He produced this EP. We cut it at this, actually, we cut the first EP at in a repurposed church on the north side off of Zunheim that now is, like, it functions as an art space for the Birdseed Collective. So we kind of whipped that up into a recording studio.
Wow, like total U to it, huh?
Yeah, it was nice. It
sounded nice natural reverb. Greg was awesome the whole time. Mm-hmm. Just like anything that we needed, essentially, like support or ideas, he was there.
So he was kind of like the producer on this whole the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then Chad Saxton also, he engineered it, and he had a lot of cool ideas that we definitely used. And he was a huge help in just the whole process.
Yeah,
It was super fun. I mean, they, like I said, anytime we needed something, it's like, smoke this, chug this, play it right this time.
Don't play it right, you fucking idiots.
Yeah, they were awesome just to hang out with, too, you know.
Yeah, and then we cut that back in January, and now here we are we've got released at the end of May. You know, putting out an EP, getting it to go from the time where you've written these songs to the time where it is something that actually exists. You know, it was like five songs. It took the entire thing took 6 months. Granted, it's like it's being done in a very DIY setting. Like, I did all the illustrations work for the LP, EP. From the time, you know, cutting the record, doing all the artwork, you know, like making t-shirts and fucking like actually getting the physical copies of these things.
Yeah, we got
the
copies the day before the show.
Yeah.
We were just sitting there on my porch like, Jesus fucking. Chain smoking cigarettes.
Like, don't fail me now. Yeah. Let these bad boys show up.
You know, booking the show, finding all these other bands.
Writing 20 more songs over
this thing, like, from.
That's a big thing. We like Doctor definitely just didn't stop working the whole time, you know? Mm-hmm. We'd, you know, do stuff for the EP and then immediately start writing more stuff.
Yeah. We've written another record in the time between us finishing
the time of producing this and filling the void
where we already had another record at that point.
We're ready to go.
So now we've got two.
Yeah.
Jesus.
We don't have one yet. So
all right.
This is where that $25,000 would come
in. It would come in really handy right about now.
Yep.
So how many did you produce for your first?
It's five songs.
No. I mean, how many pressings? How many discs did you get made up?
What? Right now we have 75 of them. We've sold. 75. Actually, we sold the majority of those. So
wow,
time for another one of those. Show. I mean, people were digging it.
Wow, and they say the metal scene here in Denver is dead.
Dude, not if you're us. Like, literally, we started playing, and like people.
Look at the head on this kid. Wow, Jesus.
People were just walking in off the street. You know? It was awesome. And the place filled up, you know.
Well, Three Kings, I mean, does have a reputation for local talent. I mean, when I think of venues, you know, you get Gothic, you get Herman's, which fluctuates. And then, of course, Three Kings. Mm-hmm. Now that Tyrell is back in there. Bill's still in there, isn't he? Who's running Three Kings these days?
I don't know. You know what, actually, when it was Jim, when he was one of the owners, I knew him. I mean, I know him. Obviously, he's a good friend of mine. But I don't know who the other person is. Bill does sound kind of correct, but this is not something. I'm not saying that
you're
I
not.
Know
you're not saying you don't know him, Bill does sound like someone that I should know.
But no, I don't know. Regarding the scene in Denver, like, we do have a lot of good, if like prominent bands that have come out of the city in the last, you know, 10 years. I mean, Havoc is obviously huge.
Yeah.
Speed Wolf is back now, so that's nice. God, like Baylanoth is really good. Like we've Primitive Man and Axe Slasher. Like, I mean, there are a lot of really good bands. Yeah. Necro Panther.
I mean, I grew up in Baltimore, and when I moved out here when I turned 18, I was like, oh shit, this is like kind of what a scene's supposed to be more like. Like, Baltimore's dead. And, I mean, like, I walk down South Broadway, and everyone's, like, got a vest on. I'm, like, tight. Like, I can deal with this.
It's like, this is how it's supposed to be. Right. What are they wearing in Baltimore?
I don't even know.
Zoot suits.
Not a lot. A lot of sweats and
track suits.
Sweatpants and cum stains.
So what's next on the docket for the band?
Releasing or cutting that full length. Well, right now we're in the middle of shooting a video for one of the songs off the EP, which is called Rad Metal. I don't know if it's
said that. Sure, the EP is called Rad Metal.
Yeah, that's okay. Also
there's an umlaut over the A on Rad.
Rad.
Self-branded genre of metal that we create.
Yes, we have we made up our own subgenre of heavy metal. It's called rad metal.
Rad metal. So you're actually shooting a music video for this.
Uh-huh. It's for the song "I Will Eat You," off the EP. So yeah, we have one more fun little scene to shoot, and then hopefully that'll be out sometime in the end of this month.
Wow. Can you say who's shooting it for you? Or
Yeah, it's just a buddy of mine. His name's Jeff McReynolds.
Okay.
Like I said, it's in that DIY.
That just that little family, eh?
The stuff that we've seen looks fucking great so far. So,
What kind of story? Because, I mean, right away
this
I'm thinking...
This is a spicy little story we're going to tell.
Eat me, like...
I don't know if that other lady wants to come back for this conversation.
So, explain the story for the video, if you can.
So, the song is about murdering white supremacists.
Okay.
The video, you know, okay. Beautiful opening shot of some... Well, it's four of us in a kitchen. Cooking up, Bruce is a chef, a professional chef, so he cooked up this very nice pork tenderloin, some potatoes, really, asparagus was in there, it was a very fancy meal, garnishes, you know, nicely put together. We eat the food, and then we
nice pentagram
go, then
table.
We go to, yeah, that's right, there's a big old pentagram on the table, it's nice. Then we go into the basement of this house to find, like, a skinhead, like a tiki torch bro, and a full-blown KKK member.
In robe.
Yeah, right. Chained to a radiator, basically. And then we
go to town.
Then we murder them. We
wow, how Dexter of you guys.
Yeah, right.
Totally. Oh,
then we eviscerate these people and, you know, well, we butcher them, like, literally.
So the pork tenderloin was the group that you just got done?
That was the last guy.
That's a little reveal.
Uh-huh.
Mixed in with shots of us playing live in the forest.
Oh, then we also went to the woods.
Well, duh, because, I mean.
Yeah, it was fun. We went up to Idaho Springs.
Stuck in the ground.
Yeah.
This cool little crevasse.
Wow.
So, you know, just. Taking a tiki torch, bro, burning him with a tiki torch, and then cutting a part of his leg off to eat later, you know?
To eat later.
Yeah.
It's just
fun for the whole
very tasteful.
Family.
It's tasteful.
You are family entertainment. That's for sure.
Quite literally.
Zing! little salt. Bring your own Worcestershire. Interesting. So this is in the works. If someone wants to follow the band or keep apprised of what's going on, are there discs still available if somebody wanted to order?
A couple more.
Okay. How do they follow you? How do they get merch? How do they find y'all?
I would say right now just look us up on Facebook. Yeah. Send us an instant message.
Yeah. We can get them to you wherever we're at. We're not going to run out if we do. We'll have more.
Hail Satan, Denver.
That's right.
It's Hail Satan, Denver.
Sorry.
Okay. Because I was going to say, how many Hail Satan? I don't even want to go down that rabbit hole because Lord knows what.
If you type it into Google, you're not going to find us. For sure. You will find some stuff. I don't know what it will be. But on Facebook, we pop up pretty quick.
Yeah.
There's actually, surprisingly, not a lot of metal bands called Hail Satan.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Facebook would let that float.
Hail Satan?
They better.
It's a religion. Talking about religious persecution now.
Yeah, you
Jesus
know,
Christ.
I can't.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
So yeah, you would look up Hail Satan Denver, or our email is hailsatandenver@gmail.com. Just send us a message on there, and we can mail you some discs.
Yeah.
And then you'll find us on SoundCloud or Bandcamp, YouTube.
Excellent.
If you look up Hail Satan Denver, that's where you'll find us.
All right.
Yeah.
Have you guys decided or are going to try to, you know, get your stuff like on Spotify or any of the other music outlets out there? Or what's the next plan?
That's what's coming up. It's a pain in the ass to do that. But yes, the answer to that question is a resounding yes.
Okay.
Slowly but surely. We'll be there.
All right.
Yeah.
But it's so much cooler to have a hard copy, right?
I'm tactile. I don't buy into this download bullshit.
Yeah.
I want it on the shelf. I want to pull it out. Mm-hmm. I want to throw it in.
Yeah.
It's a ritualistic thing because what happens? Because everyone always hears, my cloud got erased or my account got hijacked. Yeah. I got to buy all my shit again. You know what? You stupid son of a bitch. Just buy the damn disc.
Preach.
Hallelujah.
Hail Satan.
Alrighty, guys. Well, I appreciate you sitting in. We will keep you apprised of their antics because I'm sure there will be plenty. Unless there's anything else you guys want to let the fans at home know about before I let you loose.
Next show's coming up. Lincoln Street Taverns, the
22nd.
June 22nd, 9 p.m., I think.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We'll be there. Come party with us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have merch at the show if you want to buy stuff.
Yeah. Come give us your money.
Perfect.
Or your kisses.
Yeah.
We're really in it for the kisses.
Yeah. I think that's
we called
required.
Our band Hail Satan to try to get kisses.
Mm-hmm. Girls like it. Mm-hmm.
You know what? It's that rebellious.
It makes them feel naughty.
<It's> so dirty.
Shut up.
Oh my God! And on that bombshell, we shall say goodnight.
All right.
Because in the end, we're all stories. So make it a good one.
Oh yeah.